All right. Well, Jim and Katie, thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We're here talking about Coaches versus Cancer, the big event coming up this Saturday in Knoxville. And as we kind of talked about last year, it's really become not just an all-day event, but now there's been all sorts of preliminary things leading into it. Katie, you've actually led the charge on quite a few of those things, setting things up, leading some drives to help get a nice base of money as you guys try to top that $40,000 this year. Tell the audience what you've been doing this year and how you and the rest of the team have been getting ready for Saturday.
Well, for the last 2 months, I have been organizing the third annual alumni games. This year, we have 87 people signed up, both men and women, including a 6-on-6 game, that are going to start playing at 10:30 on Saturday morning. We'll play 6 games that day, which is more than last year. Last year, we only had 5. And it's just a lot of work putting it all together, but when it turns out, everybody really likes to see those older people get out on the court. One of my teammates, Ashley Hawkshead, and I organized a can drive with the help of Taylor Carter. We've been going around to Knoxville and Pella Homes collecting cans and getting the money back for that.
And so, with obviously the can drive is through the cans, that's how you raise proceeds. These alumni games, they're paying a registration fee kind of to in order to get in the action and show their skills, right?
Yes, each person who registers to play in the alumni game will pay $20, and with that they'll get a t-shirt and an afternoon of basketball.
And hopefully some bragging rights.
Hopefully. I know there's a couple games that are going to get pretty competitive, and we might need a couple technicals to get thrown out just to keep it under control.
All right. As we get ready for the big event, too, on Saturday, I know the 10:30, you said that kicks off. When does the silent auction then start?
Well, we'll have the silent auction. We're going to start setting that up very early Saturday morning. My wife and I, we have 2 little kids that also have basketball games during the day, so we really need to get things set up early. And we kind of just look at the silent auction opening about the same time as the alumni games start, around 10:30, and it'll be there all day. And, you know, if people are wanting to come and check those items out and not necessarily want to come in the evening, they're more than welcome to. They could come look the silent auction over without paying anything. It's out in the commons, and that's while the alumni games are going on late morning, afternoon, and you know. And then for the alumni games, we just ask a free will donation to come in and watch those, and that's great, great entertainment for many reasons. But yeah, that the silent auction will be going all day, and it should wrap up somewhere around 8 o'clock.
And Katie, the team's put together some silent auction items to help out too.
Yeah, each player from the team is required to donate to the silent auction, which it's not even a requirement for us. It's something we all love to do. Most of the team pairs up or gets in little groups of 3 and puts in 1, 2, 3, even 4, 5 items into the silent auction. I know this year there are lots of candy goodie bags and baskets with movie stuff, popcorn, movies and candy. And I also know there is a lot of pink jewelry that the team has either made or purchased. So anybody who likes jewelry, come out and look at all the pink we have.
And what other items do we have? Are there highlights, Jim?
Wow. Well, I tell you, I think our silent auction, if we just look at total items, is somewhere around the neighborhood of 260 items. You know, and just some of the big items we've been talking, you know, quite a bit about already. We have that autographed Notre Dame football that's autographed by a big portion of this year's team. And, you know, we have a pair of basketball shoes worn by an Iowa boy, Nick Collison, who played in the NBA. He wore those in an NBA Finals game, apparently. Troy Hawkshead, who I just can't thank enough for what he does also for the silent auction, has secured, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 40 outdoors items. I'm talking muzzle loaders, bows, tree stands. Honestly, a lot of stuff I don't even know what it is because it's just not my cup of tea. But we have a lot of stuff related to the racetrack. We have nationals tickets. You can bid on one of the front stretch suites for a night, a couple of seats in Pella Motors suite for the nationals. You know, just there really is something for everybody. And I know, you know, we say that kind of just as a cliche, but I think you'd be hard-pressed to walk through our silent auction and not find something that you might want to get your hands on.
And then during the silent auction, too, supper will be going on, and that starts off at 3:30, is that right?
Well, yeah, we're kind of going to try to catch the people that are leaving the alumni game. The alumni games ought to get over around 4, we're thinking. And so Steve Kuhn's going to get here and get some of his good food ready to go. And we thought some of the people that are leaving the alumni game might want to catch a little meal on their way out instead of waiting until they come back. And then the doors are going to open at 5 o'clock on Saturday night to pay to get in for the varsity ball games. The girls game doesn't start till 6:15, so we'd really encourage everybody to get here very early, especially if they'd like to, you know, get a bite to eat before they go in for the games, because we're really, really expecting this place to be packed.
During the games, too, this year, there's something new I know of. You talked with Derek a little bit about it before, having to do with every player is playing for someone, a memory or honor of someone that has fought cancer.
Yeah, and that's actually something that we just kind of picked up from some other schools and just thought it was an awesome idea, because it's a pretty rare person that isn't going to have somebody in mind that they want to play for, whether it's somebody that's a friend or relative that currently has cancer or has fought it and won or has passed away. And, you know, I think we had some girls that had to try to pick between, you know, multiple people, unfortunately. But that's kind of a nice touch. And again, it kind of just puts it out there for, you know, what we're really doing here.
Obviously, you must be pretty proud of the fact that the community's been able to come together and make this so successful in the past couple of years. Do you have an idea of already how much has been raised so far?
Well, we try not to count our chickens before they're hatched, you know, but just in cash donations, we're around $6,000, and we've sold right around 900 t-shirts, and that ought to give us a revenue of around $5,000. So if we look at just those two things that we know we can count on, we're already over $11,000. And, you know, Katie mentioned 87 people for the alumni game, and most of them pay when they show up, so we'll wait and make sure that they do. And the swimming event that Jerry Ayers does over at the rec center was awesome last year, and they're doing that again. And, you know, we'll know that before the night starts, how much they made. And then, of course, we've got raffles of all sorts and the silent auction, which will make a big chunk of money for us. And when it's all said and done, we'll see where we're at. And regardless of what that amount is, we're just going to be very happy for whatever the amount of money is, and just what everybody on our team at the schools and in our whole community does for Coaches Versus Cancer.
All right, is there anything else either of you two would like to add today as we wrap up?
I'd just like to say, everybody bring out your change. We're going to have a 46-second change dash. Boys and girls basketball players are going to go through the crowd with change buckets and collect as much change as we possibly can.
46, how did that number come up?
There are 46 people a day diagnosed with cancer in Iowa.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, guys. We'll look forward to Saturday and hopefully make this event as successful as possible. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much.